This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan, come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight, all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan, turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Hey, first thing I want to say to the listeners is you guys really miss out. I mean, you get to hang out with us for an hour, and that's fun. But we should be recording, like, the pre-show conversations because they are fantastic. They are very, very interesting and funny. So I'm sorry you guys all missed out on that, but I enjoy them. Dr. Pompa, it's fun to just kind of listen up. There's a taste of it. See? If it's not the cleaning lady, it's the dog. It's always something. So one day we'll do a show about what happens before the show, and everybody will want to hear that one.
Well, I better go let my dog in the room, otherwise we're going to have more barking. So give me one moment, please.
Let's get the dog's opinion on all of this. You know, the show starts out with this. The dog is now out. Hey, sound effects guy in the booth, you're doing great. The bark down, the door slamming, perfect. Really good, really good.
They're good, man. We've got good guys.
Hey, you know, I like to do these shows, right, timeless, where I say, you know, let's not reference anything that's going on. But I don't want to do that today because, you know what, we're here the day after Halloween. We got a wild, crazy election day coming up. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. And, of course, we're going to stay to the topic of health. But let's forget the timeless thing today. And we're sitting here November 1st. So whatever day you're listening, you're hearing a show that took place live on November 1st, 2016. And first thing I want to ask you, Dr. Pompa, is what was Halloween like in your life?
Non-existent.
Nothing?
No.
You know, do you have, like, kids coming trick-or-treating?
No, not one.
Really?
No.
And your kids don't do anything, costume parties, nothing?
No.
And is it just because culturally you just don't believe in the holiday?
Right, exactly. Yeah, not a Halloweener.
So if we had to kind of pinpoint the one thread that runs through Halloween that everybody sort of has access to, it's candy, right? So I want to tell you what's a little crazy. You know, I've been doing radio interviews as a host and also as a guest for many, many, many years. And you get press releases, right? So somebody wants to be a guest on shows, and they send out all of these press releases going, you know, here's the person who could talk about finding your soulmate. And here's the person who could talk about... So every year before Halloween, and also, by the way, before Valentine's Day, specifically to chocolate, all of these press releases come out about candy, about sugar. And at this point, I really just scratch my head. I go, are you kidding me? Like, somebody's going to talk about how bad sugar is for your kids? Like, this is really a topic at this point? Like, there's one person left who doesn't know that sugar is bad for their kids? I mean, it's bizarre. Yet, this is sort of the way things move. And it leads me to believe that we still have a very naive public. Now, that doesn't mean there are people sitting there going, no, I think sugar is really healthy for my kids. It just means it's sort of out of mind, right? They just don't think about it. So they're listening to the radio, and now somebody comes on, they go, well, this will spike blood sugar, and that raises insulin. And now suddenly people go, oh, my God, maybe I shouldn't let my kid eat all that sugar. It's just really amazing to me, this information overwhelm. It almost makes people stupid. Because there's no need to retain information, right? I mean, if you learned that sugar is harmful for your kids 8 years ago, why do you need to hear it again? So sometimes the message has to be repeated and repeated and repeated because there's so much information accessible. Now, I just want to mention something without going into any sort of political discussion. But as we're now going through, you know, the wrap up, we finished the debates, we're coming toward election, and we're looking at the spin and the tactics. And I remember in college I took a great course called rhetoric about how politicians.
I took that course.
It was a great course. I mean, I was studying influence and communication, and I really enjoyed learning about it. But it was nothing like it is today, right? Nothing like it is today.
Oh my gosh.
So you look at it, and now this whole new breed of website has emerged, and they're called, like, thefacts.com or factchecker.org. So they take every statement, and they calculate it. So I saw one website that posted from the third debate what percentage of the things that they said were true. And they based it on, you know, absolutely true, mostly false, or a lie, right? So I think it came out Hillary Clinton, 22% was a lie, and Trump, it was like 76% was a mistruth. But I looked at that, and I thought, this is crazy that you can score this, and people look at it, and even the better one, they go, oh, 22% of what she's saying is a lie. That means 78% would be true. That's good. How could that be good? How could even 1% be good? So, Dr. Papa, you are absolutely committed to truth. Am I right?
Hey, as much as I can be, committed 100%.
It doesn't.
You know, sometimes you think you have truth. Sometimes you think you do.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes we're mistaken. But I think when somebody asks you a question, there's an obligation, because of the role you're in, to share the truth.
Yeah.
Now, the truth really kind of does shift at times based on what we come to understand. So there was a time that people would have made the statement that cigarettes are safe.
Right.
There was a time that somebody would have made the statement that DDT was safe.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time somebody would have made the statement that the drug thalidomide was safe for pregnant women, right?
Right.
So sometimes we learn, you know, as we go through this stuff. But I just want to make the point that we live in a world of so much deception and so much information that it's almost acceptable. It's almost like people go, well, it's not a full lie. You know, it's just a little bit of a lie. So that makes people victims. And as they're listening to shows and as they're researching things on the internet, how do they discern what is really truth, or even truth as we know it, you know, in the moment?
Mm-hmm.
How do they know? It's really hard to know. You know, sometimes advertisers do a very good job of pretending that their marketing is truth, where really it's just purely rhetoric, right? It's purely spin. So we listen to the things you say today. But you know what? For every statement that you make regarding mercury, regarding toxins, if I searched, I could probably find an opposite statement from somebody somewhere, right? If you talk about mold being harmful, I could find a statement from somebody who goes, nah, mold's not harmful. It's in people's minds, right?
True.
You know, only if you have an allergy to mold. Or the same thing with gluten. Gluten's not harmful. Only if you have celiac disease, right?
See it all the time.
So this is why people sit at home and every bit of information comes as new information. Because sometimes it's a lie, sometimes it's the truth. I want people to understand, though, why do you maintain this commitment to truth? Where does that come from? Honestly, it's a really honest question. Mm-hmm. I'll share my answer, but I'm curious. Why, in a world where it's okay to lie, where 22% of what you say is a lie, that's considered good, right? Why this commitment to truth? Isn't it harder? Isn't life harder?
Go ahead. Two reasons for me. You know, my father, you know, we get so much of who we are, you know, from our parents. And, you know, my father really was a guy who hated phoniness, hated phony people, you know, really raised me with that integrity thing. And so, you know, I think it stems from there. But then, you know, when I became very sick, I was sickened by the people marketing all the false stuff. Because guess what? I fell into it, too. And I think that really drove me in the course to find what is real. You know, and my website is all about, you know, finding what's real. And, you know, because I just got very angry of the people taken advantage of. And to this day, I talk to these people and they fall into the same traps, you know, and I did too. And, you know, the only difference between me and them is I've been down that trap, or you know, this is what I do for a living. And I've had, you know, a lot of time and effort really educating myself on some of these topics to realize that they're not true, even though they appear true. So, you know, yeah, that's where it comes from, you know, honestly, Phil.
Now, here's the hard question. Why would people, and good people at times, get on the radio, get on television, get on the stage, and not tell the truth? And you know, there's a lot that we can dig into here, but I hope in answering that question to some degree, our listeners could get a little bit of a sense of better discernment, right? Being clearer on who's speaking the truth and who may be misleading or deceiving. So we'll be back to cover that right after this. This is Health Seekers Radio. Be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Do you remember that, Dan? You know what that's from?
I don't know where it's from, but I sure do remember it.
That was from a Superman TV show.
Oh, there you go. Like, as you said it, like, you know how things ring out in your mind? I'm like, yeah, of course I know that.
It's faster than a speeding bullet. I'm revealing my age here. And, you know, he wasn't even really fit. He was sort of chubby.
Yeah, he was.
And it was like an awful costume. You know, like when you wash a blanket too many times and it gets like pilly?
Nappy. The modern day guy is much more fit. And he doesn't have, technology has got to the point where we can actually make costumes out of nappiness.
Absolutely. All right, so I'm going to say this. You don't have to be a superhero today to tell the truth. I mean, honestly, it's people would say to me at times, you know, when I do a seminar, and you probably get this too, they would say, oh, man, you make so much sense. And I used to laugh. I'd go, why are you complimenting me for making sense? In other words, if I'm a speaker, right, if I'm being paid to stand on a stage and speak to people, isn't it my obligation at some level to make sense? Right? It's almost like if you pay somebody and they show up and you go, oh, you showed up. Of course I showed up. You paid me to show up, right? But I came to realize that when they hear something that makes sense, they realize that they've been confused, even if they never realized it before, right?
Right, yeah.
So you have this commitment to truth. Why would people tell a lie? Isn't it inherent in somebody who's being asked to speak in front of other people to share what they know to be true? Why would people lie?
Well, I mean, depending on where they're speaking. I think marketing spins things to exaggerate things, to sell things. And I think that people on stage, mostly, I would say, I'd hope, that if they're wrong, they just don't know they're wrong. I mean, or that they, you know, they're promoting something that they believe in. It just so happens it's not true. That's what I would think.
I would venture to guess, I don't know this to be a fact, but that most of the most heavily accessed websites have some level of mistruth. That if we put them against this factchecker.org, that we would find mistruths. They say things like, a study at Yale University proves. Now, when you start with that, you got to raise an eyebrow, because studies rarely prove something in and of themselves, right?
That's true.
Studies kind of provide a little bit more evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to prove something with a single study because there are so many variables. So very often they will take a component of a food and market it as if that food has the effect.
Right.
Right? So it's simple. People think blueberries are an antioxidant because it contains antioxidants. That's a very simple one. But when you're looking at nutritional supplements, you can take a token amount, a tiny amount of something that was demonstrated in research to perhaps have some health effect, and then they make the claim for the product, which has never been proven to have that effect.
Right.
So I think it's very easy for somebody who becomes a salesperson, a representative, a spokesperson, to get caught up in the lie because they believe research has proven. But when you look at it and you really examine the research, you come down to saying the research didn't prove that at all. You know, but people are forgiving of the lie. So you have a huge seminar coming up. And again, I normally we keep this timeless, but this coming weekend, and the seminar is for health practitioners. So this is not something that if you're hearing this after, you're going to go, oh, I missed out. This really is for doctors and people who are involved in natural health. But you cover some topics, and you cover them from the perspective of absolute truth. And I think the way that you cover it is not typical of the information the public is exposed to. And you've also brought in some really prestigious guests who I know, you know, you're kind of the fact checker. And these are people who are speaking truth. So I thought in the time we have today, maybe you could share some of the bullet points that are takeaways that people just need to kind of commit to memory. You know, not like next year they have to hear it again, like I said with sugar earlier on, but just some real important facts that people can walk away with a takeaway today and go, wow, I get this now. You know, this is a truth I need to hold on to. This is a belief rather than simply a suspicion.
You know, the subject is, there's so many nuances to it, right? Because I was just thinking as you were, you know, opening the show, you know, how true this really is. I just answered an email this morning from one of my clients who was asking me questions about the microbiome. Now, I could tell she went on the internet and started reading by her question, right? Almost insinuating that, like, why aren't you doing this with me type thing, right? And I said, you know, it just so happens, I said, that in this area of the microbiome, and for our listeners, what that means is, you know, we've learned a lot, even in the last 10 years, about our good and bad bacteria that are not just in our gut, our stomachs, our intestines, but in our skin, everywhere. You know, the old thing is, you know, let's just kill, right? I mean, after World War II, I mean, it became in vogue just to throw antibiotics at everything. And you know, lo and behold, we thought we really solved all health issues with the advent of antibiotics. And we've come to realize that we've actually created more problems. And, you know, that's all over the scientific literature and has been for years, but really hasn't gotten out there really in the main public. I don't know. I think maybe more, but not my point. In, you know, I could tell that she was asking a question that she just read. And, you know, and I said, you know, this area of the microbiome, good and bad bacteria, is so new. It's progressing so fast. What we thought we knew a year ago, we realize we didn't know. This is what I said in my email. And I have one of the most prestigious scientific researchers presenting at the seminar on this topic. And I was at one of the biggest, if not the biggest, cancer summits in the U.S. And all these amazing cancer doctors from around the world, mostly, I mean, most of them do some type of cross between regular cancer treatment and alternative, and many of them just alternative. But, you know, it was really, he spoke there, this gentleman, and he really opened the eyes of so many, even really good doctors, that was like, wow, I didn't know this. And he's on the front edge of all this amazing scientists, science, and with these other amazing scientists. And it was eye-opening for many there. Now, to me, I was privileged, you know, to already know this gentleman's work and think, I was just shocked at how shocked they were, right? Now, imagine on the internet, Phil, how behind it is. So in this email, I said the internet is at least a year behind, meaning that everything that people are researching as truth, right, this is true, this must be true, it's a year behind. It may be more because of how long it takes to catch up. So, you know, Phil, when people are looking for their source of information, you know that the internet, especially, I can speak only to health here. You know, this is my area, right? So it's so behind, you know, that it's really hard. By the time something becomes in vogue enough that Google picks it up, it's a long way off. So, you know, in this seminar, I mean, we have a lot of these presenters, doctors, scientists speaking that really are a year, two, maybe three ahead of the internet. So that sure is a lot of fun, but I could confuse a lot of people when I speak too. So,
okay, let's just back up a little bit, because our regular listeners understand this concept of the microbiome. But I think we have to kind of give people who may kind of be new to this language
Yeah. Some
explanation of what it means. And then we can talk about the gap between what's on the internet now and what is being discovered specifically.
Yeah.
We'll do that as soon as we come back. This is Phil Kaplan with my good friend Dr. Dan Pompa. We'll return right after this.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Dr. Papa, it really gets mind-blowing when you think about how deep we go. And I don't mean emotionally or spiritually. I mean physically. Because, you know, you look at somebody and you go, there's a person, right? But that person is really a compilation of systems.
Right.
And the systems are made up of tissue, and the tissue is made up of cells, and the cells then are made up of organs, and we just kind of look smaller and smaller and smaller. And so much of what is inside the skin, which in and of itself is alive, is living. So it's really hard for people to grasp this. Just like when we try to think of infinity, like space is infinite, so too may be the human body when we go inward. So what science has done is taking us further and further in. So I think around World War II, what science revealed is, yeah, there are these germs, there are these bugs, there are these evil bacteria that are somehow causing disease, and if we massacre them, the disease goes away, right?
What they didn't
realize at that time is there are also the soldiers. There are the good guys. There's this constant battle where the pathogens are being assaulted and attacked by your own living organisms. And you're kind of, you're like a petri dish. And within you live all of these things. So the massacre wiped out the good guys too. So this is what we've learned probably since the Human Genome Project. But you're saying it goes even farther than that. So when you talk about the microbiome and what's being revealed, where you say it's kind of a year ahead what is published on the Internet. And by the way, I want to add this. Think about somebody who's going to medical school and buying textbooks. those textbooks have to be years behind where Google is, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The newly emerging doctors are not going to be up with the latest science. And that's the, just, it's a fact, not because they're bad, but because of the information lag. So give us some things that we've learned about the microbiome that we didn't know a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah, great topic. You know, and I actually have two experts in this area, even about the oral microbiome, meaning that, here you go, I'm going to blow some people out of the water, right? We've learned that antibiotics, you know, are sometimes necessary, no doubt, to save a life, but most often we're causing more problems because we're destroying bacteria, our good guys and bad guys. So, you know, we've at least evolved from that for the most part. But here's some mind-blowing things, right? So one of the experts who's been on Dr. Oz a few times, he's going to be speaking at the seminar about the oral microbiome. So his point is when you look what's in toothpaste today, most of it is these killers, right? Even in the natural toothpaste, the things like tea tree oil, forget about all the chemicals and things that are meant to kill bacteria in the human mouth so your breath smells better. But, you know, what science now shows is we're causing all these problems by killing these bacteria in our mouth. We're causing problems with our digestion. And believe it or not, even how your brain works. So literally, you need certain bacteria to make certain brain chemicals. When you kill those bacteria, now you start not making brain chemicals that make you feel good, think more clear. And it can start with your toothpaste, really? I mean, when you look what's in toothpaste, it's remarkably toxic. And we're learning that we're killing bacteria so our breath feels better for an hour at best. But yet long term, not we're creating more bad breath, but worse yet, we're creating health problems. So, I mean, this is light years of what you're reading on the internet or anywhere. So, Phil, I mean, that's just one example. I have many.
Which doesn't mean stop brushing your teeth, but it's the beginning of the next wave. It's, you know, first we learn, and then hopefully science creates. And when we started out talking about who's telling the truth and who's telling a lie, I think what happens is when something becomes revealed, there are opportunists who don't want to look any further. Right? Mm-hmm. So if something in toothpaste, if a specific compound in toothpaste, and I don't want to start to isolate things because that's a show in itself, but if an article comes out, you know, or CNN does a release that this particular thing found in toothpaste is bad, you watch how fast companies come out with a toothpaste that says non-blank, right? No, right. Does not contain, but that doesn't mean what it contains is good. Sure. So science unfolds, and I think at any given moment, we're really making a best guess. I think really the truth that we speak is a best guess based on the preponderance of the evidence. But what else? Because when we talk about, you gave an example of the oral biome, but there's also the airways that are filled with living bacteria. There's also, you mentioned the skin, right? It's filled with living bacteria. Of course, the gut. There is the urogenital tract is filled with bacteria. So within this living ecosystem that we are all of these communities. What else have you learned, if anything, or what else will the doctors learn that people can kind of take heed right now and look a little further into? Because this old idea of just killing a germ with a pill is really becoming antiquated, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a few years old now, but I think for our listeners, it's still very relevant. We used to say, okay, let's kill these H. pylori bacteria that do cause ulcers. So H. pylori is bad, bad, bad. Let's kill it off. And they would give people certain antibiotics that killed H. pylori. And guess what? Their stomach ulcer would go away about 50 to 60% of the time, which is really good news if you ever had a stomach ulcer, because it's nothing works, right? This worked. This is great. What we learned was these people went on to gain weight years later, never thinking it was the antibiotics that they were taking, right, you know, 5 years before. Well, what we learn is H. pylori communicates with a hormone called ghrelin that controls appetite. So when you kill off H. pylori, you actually start to cause a problem with the hormone that tells you to stop eating. You know, so it's very, very complicated, these communication networks that are from bacteria that we thought were bad. Now we're learning that, wait a minute, they weren't so bad after all. We learned that we need this to actually make a certain hormone or a certain white blood cell. So, you know, again, we're discovering these things, you know, all the time. I mean, even bacteria that are being killed off by other bacteria, even hand sanitizers, for goodness sakes, we actually need to make certain bacteria that protect us, and even white blood cells. So, again, we can think that one is bad, and but yet a year from now, we may realize that that bad guy we actually need. Candida. So many people in the natural health field start trying to kill all their candida, and we realize, oh, wait a minute. Candida actually really is part of this organization of good and bad guys, right? And it's like, and it helps control other things, and it's needed. You know? So, you know, Phil, this is expanding science, and it's remarkable. So at the cancer seminar, for example, he presented to a group of doctors who would have most believed that, you know, all these parasites, and let's get in there with natural things and kill all these bad guys and parasites. And he presented an argument that showed that, you know, they might be there as a part of the solution, even cancer, that the body could be allowing certain pathogens to rise because the innate intelligence in the body, you know, that intelligence that we can't even understand, your heart's beating, you're not thinking about it, intelligence, right? That it knows exactly what it's doing, allowing certain pathogens to rise and fall. So very complicated, Phil. Very complicated.
And so it even becomes impossible to categorize things as good guys or bad guys.
Yes.
It really is about proportion, right? Percentage.
Yes.
I mean, at some level, we need both. There was a really interesting study, and I'll tell you where I think this has some far-reaching implications. And it was done with mice. But they bred mice in sterile conditions where there were no pathogens at all. And these mice that had no germs, that did not have contact with mice that had ever acquired defenses for germs, because they didn't have these germs, could not recognize other mice. In other words, if they put a different mouse in every hour, they didn't see the difference between the mice. Now, what does that say? It says that somehow there is a connection between what goes on in the brain.
That's right.
And these microbes. So when you remove the microbe that we think is bad, something else breaks down. And I think we're seeing a lot of the impact of messing around with this microbiome in the brain. And when we look at dementia and we look at all of these things that are being treated with brain-specific medications, I think it will reveal itself that science has been for a very long time looking under the wrong rocks, right? That it's all related to all of the bacterial activity that's going on in the other systems of the body.
Yeah.
Okay, I went off on a little tangent. But when we come back, I want you to talk about the other things, the other bullet points that people would have learned if they came to your event this weekend. This is Health Seekers Radio. You're exactly where you should be listening to Phil Kaplan and Dan Pompa. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Yeah.
No matter how many times we do it, this hour goes really, really quickly. So I want to make sure that you can deliver as many bullet points as you can in this final segment of the show today. And for those people who are just tuning in, this is Phil Kaplan. I'm speaking with Dr. Papa. Dr. Papa is about to conduct what I think he believes is his greatest seminar to date. And he's got some amazing speakers who are experts who will speak the truth. And although this is for medical professionals and health practitioners, I asked Dr. Papa to share some bullet points for listeners today of what they would learn if they were able to attend this event. So the first related to the microbiome, where do we go from here?
Well, even more, you know, we used to, in this country, I would think that most people would really evaluate their diet and say that they probably eat about 8 of the same foods. That's according to when they do research and ask people, you know, what they're eating on a daily basis. Most people, when it's funny too, Phil, because when you change people's diet, they go, there's nothing to eat. And you're saying, no, you actually only ate about 8 foods. That's
Hey, Dr. Pond, I want to tell you something interesting, because years and years ago when we were doing this, when my company was doing this, coaching people as to how to eat better, that's exactly the number that we'd land on. I mean, I had no reference for that other than, but people go, oh, you have no variety. I mean, you're talking about eating proteins and good natural carbohydrates and good fats. There's not enough foods to eat. Like, okay, what do you normally eat? And there would always be about 8 foods. Like, they have this delusion that they have this, like, plethora of different foods that every day is a brand new day. They're eating the same foods over and over. So that's interesting because 8 was the number we'd land on. So
that's true, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when people say that, right, it's like, you know, there's just no variety. I'm not, you know, don't know what to eat. It's like, no, you're just not eating the food you were eating. We took those 8 away.
Right.
You know, what we found, you know, and it's neat because we can talk about studies, right? But I think we learn a lot from our ancestors, especially those cultures that really have done well, right? It's very successful, very healthy. And when you look at it, you go, gosh, they're doing a lot of things really different. Like, when, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Africa and meet a tribe that really, I mean, they were in the bush, but they had just come from the higher mountain elevations, and they really weren't exposed even the things to the that the other tribes were exposed to food-wise, etc. So they were living life as they did. When I came there, I realized that, where are the men? Well, they were off hunting. And they go off hunting without food. They go off hunting all day on an empty stomach. And I thought to myself, wow, how do they do that? Oh, and this tribe actually runs down and tires out their prey. I mean, they have a whole technique that they do. I mean, wow. It's like, how in the world do they do that? And then, Phil, I didn't understand. I was like, that's the oddest thing. Because, see, I was still buying into that breakfast is the biggest meal of the day, should be the biggest meal of the day, and most important meal of the day, right? And what I learned later was that's a very American concept. Even when you go to Europe, you realize, you know, that is totally not the way it happens here. But especially in these tribes, right, in these different Aborigine tribes and, you know, these different cultures, you realize that they don't even eat breakfast, right? Not only did they not eat breakfast, this tribe ate basically one big meal a day. Then you look back even at history and realize even the Romans did that. You know, so, you know, we get woken up to the fact that there's a difference in not just the foods we eat, but even how often we eat them. And diet variation is a concept that I started looking at. Not only are we only eating eight of the same foods, but we're also eating all day long, which we know ages your cells. It ages you. It, every time you eat, even if it's a healthy meal, a salad, you spike insulin glucose, which we know ages you. And we know that studies talk about eating less and living longer. But one of the things when you study these tribes is you realize that it's not eating less, because, man, when they eat, they eat. It's about eating less often. So I've kind of coined that term as don't eat less, because who can do that? Who can just push food away? Nobody does that. It doesn't work. But eat less often. Let's imitate what some of these, you know, of our ancestors did. And scientifically, it holds up big time. You should see the massive amount of studies that I found, you know, relating to this. But again, when we look at these cultures that I saw, like in Africa, you know, it really is neat because they're doing something opposite of what we're doing. And it's so absolutely groundbreaking, even when we look at people who do this, you know, how their health changes, Phil.
Did you read the book Born to Run? Not the Bruce Springsteen book, but I think his name was Chris McDougall.
Years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about the Mexican. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was a tribe or a culture, population, something, the Tarahara, something like that. I'm not pronouncing it correctly. But they run like 50 miles a day barefoot, right? And how could this be humanly possible? Mm-hmm. And they were. I wish I prepared for this. I had the information in front of me. But mm-hmm. some of them were brought to compete in these extreme races. And, of course, they were sponsored by major running shoe companies. And wearing running shoes pretty much screwed them up. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a culture that lived on natural foods. And they had a drink that was made from chia seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody wanted to market chia seeds, they go, this is the secret. It's not really the secret. It's nature, right? It's living within nature. And a part of it is they didn't eat that much. So in line with what you've discovered is when we look at nature, the body has an amazing way of supporting energy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the tribe today, because they gain some popularity and exposure, they're now eating noodles. And they're now drinking Coca-Cola.
Wow.
And they're now wearing shoes because they were given shoes by these running shoe companies. And you know what? They're becoming Americanized. They're losing their performance. So I think the craziest part of all of this, Dan, is the more research that goes on, the more dollars spent, the more super genius scientists explore, the more it comes down to God had it right. You know, like nature is the solution, and all we have done is mess it up. But that's the hard part, is in the 21st century, how do you get back to nature? Because buying a package of a food that says natural on it is not nature. Right?
Well, you know, it's neat, though, because I think we can imitate, you know, a lot of what our ancestors, you know, had to go through. If you look at even just seasonal changes, look, you and I both know there's so much debate. Is the paleo diet right? What about the vegetarian diet? What about, you know,
gluten-free. I mean, we can go down the list of all the different diets, the Atkins diet. But when you look at these tribes, they actually went through periods experiencing all of them, right? So you look at them and they go, well, in the wintertime, they were basically forced into a paleo diet, or today it's, you know, in vogue, a ketosis diet, where they're eating mostly fats and meats. And then in the summer, a lot of these tribes, they thought that they were vegetarians because they would come in the summer when they were eating mostly vegetables and different things. You know, so diet variation, even from a seasonal standpoint, where there are seasons or even what was available at the time, you know, they were forced into dietary changes. Now we know that adaptation, that force, we talked a little bit about the microbiome, these bacteria, that force improves that microbiome. It creates this variability that we can't do by taking probiotics, right? Everyone's taking probiotics. We learn they're not even good. We're creating more problems with most of the probiotics we're taking. But also, most of these tribes would go times where they didn't have food, whether it was drought, who knows, in it was starvation times, which we know now actually was absolutely important as far as their health, longevity, their stamina. So we know that these diet variations forced in the old days by cultural shifts, etc., environmental shifts, were actually part of making the body stronger in so many different ways.
You know, I think there's a really good question when you're kind of looking at other cultures and seeing, looking for the secret. Because, again, I said marketers will lie or tell mistruths based on something that's discovered. So, you know, when they found these tribes living in the Himalayan mountains, they would go, oh, it's the water. And now people selling water purifiers that say they it makes water like the water of the Hunza Valley, right? Or it's the berries. Right. It's the wolf berries. And, and people would sell the berries. And I think the question to ask is, what did they do next? In other words, what you're saying is, if we go, well, Eskimos eat fish, so fish must be the secret. Well, what did they do next? What did they do when the season changed? What did they do when the needs changed? What did they do when summer comes? Then you start to understand it's complex. It's not a moment. It's not a snapshot. It's not a certain food that they eat or a certain water that they drink. It's a process of adaptation, which the human body is genius at. But it's never going to come down to one thing. And I think that's where we're very streamlined in our thinking and easily misled, is we go, what's the supplement? What's the food? Mm-hmm. What's the diet? What's the solution? What's the exercise? What's the meditation? You know, and there's no answer. Because it's what did they do next? And then what? And then what? And then what? Mm-hmm. And then if you can answer those questions, then I think you get to the completion of the puzzle.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, this is on my desktop here, you know, from my research going into the seminar, you know, and it was neat because, you know, it's fun when you can look at a culture and you look at, you know, these things we're talking about and you find a study out of nowhere that, like, proves what you're saying. And this study basically is saying, look, what they found was that the more variation, the less cancer, right? So they're saying stark changes in lifestyle that depart from normal diurnal cycles, meaning of these diurnal cycles forced by environment in eating, and periodic fluctuations in food availability. Basically, they're saying that these people had less cancer. Consistently in the feast environment is what we are today. They're saying that this, we know, is leading to cancer. But when we look at these cultures, they go through these times where they have less, and we know that leads to health. Pretty cool.
Papa, the music's playing. We're out
Dang,
of time.
Music, man.
Great information. Thank you for sharing that. We'll be back next week. Health Seekers Radio. Bye-bye.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. They're microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.